As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture on a Tuesday, well, the National Corn Growers Association is hopeful the recent dicamba-based herbicide label changes are going to lead to better results and stability moving forward. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency recently announced the label changes, including the listing of dicamba for crop use as a restricted-use product. Nathan Fields, NCGA Director of Biotechnology and Crop Inputs, explains why the label change was needed.
Well, there was a lot of growing pains with some of these formulation of these products out here. I think the companies that got the registrations went to deep efforts to make sure that the chemistry was correct and really did a lot of great outreach prior to these products going commercial. But again, you know, first time people use stuff, first time it gets out there in the field, I think they found out that they needed to take that training seriously, and all the recommendations that were on that label needed to be followed pretty closely. So this is just a way of addressing some of the mistakes that we saw in the first couple of years.
Now, for growers, he says the label change means restrictions on who and under what conditions dicamba can be applied.
It's a good compromise is what happened. So essentially, this becomes a restricted use product. So you need to have a license and have to be a certified applicator to put this out. But now most growers, if they're putting down insecticides anyway, they're going to be a certified applicator already. But it does put that bit of an extra restriction around it. It does also have some restrictions about the time of day. What it doesn't have, though, is restricted windows during the growing season. So it can still be used, albeit it needs to be used correctly, but it still can be used when the product is needed.
Now, the label change applies to the new low volatility dicamba products. Older dicamba products, he said, that should not be used.
Those new dicamba products, those that are rated and supposed to be used with those dicamba-tolerant corn and soybean products out there, those are the ones that have these additional restrictions. Now, if you have older formulations of dicamba that are out there, those are not supposed to be used, and that's because they don't have that volatility restriction. It would be an off-label use of those, and growers need to avoid that. They need to stick with the branded ones that go with the dicamba-tolerant products that they plant.
Growers who are interested in using dicamba-tolerant plants and dicamba herbicide should reach out to the seed representatives and make sure you ask questions and to learn more about the application restrictions and how to properly apply the herbicides. Now, in doing so, Fields said that should help lead to a best-case scenario next year.
Best-case scenario for next year is that we see a whole heck of a lot less reported off-target incidents, that growers kind of get the gist of it, they understand it, they take the label to heart and take those extra steps that are needed. We'll have less complaints. I mean, there's always going to be issues that happen here and there, year to year, different products. But if we can get those numbers significantly down, get better coexistence between growers, better communication, better understanding, I think that would be a success.
Well, that's Nathan Fields, NCGA Director of Biotechnology and Crop Inputs. Now, you can learn more online at www.ncga.com. That's www.ncga.com. Well, Canada is not going to follow a move by the U.S. to place further restrictions on dicamba herbicides. Health Canada, responsible for regulations of herbicides, says it supports the current Canadian labels for dicamba. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently increased restrictions on the use of dicamba sprayed over crops after the first season of use for dicamba-resistant soybeans turned up about 3 million acres with crop damage. However, as Ag Canada reports, there appeared to be a much lower level of damage in Canada. In a statement, Health Canada said it was aware of the dicamba drift challenges in the U.S., but says Canada has already mandated that labels of dicamba products include spray drip precautions, use directions, and buffer zones. The U.S. made dicamba herbicides for crop use restricted products, meaning applicators must be certified and follow a specific set of regulations, including what time and under what conditions dicamba can be applied. Okay, we're going to take another break here, and when we come back, we're actually going to be talking about Coalition. They're calling for a double of the funding for USDA research. That's up next on Inside Agriculture.